Okay. Where are we at? We're at 17 minutes to 12. We're going to do something a little bit different before we welcome our comedians today. This is probably going to pose a real issue. If you didn't get your haircut just before the lockdown, who is going to do the family haircuts? Some of you may be looking in the mirror and wondering what to do. Todd Madden is a barber tutor at Mount Maunganui's Havana Barbers, part of the Hair to Train Academy. He says there's some definite do's and don'ts for the do-it-yourself haircut. No bowls allowed, for starters. Todd Madden, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on show.
Really, really pleased to have you with us, and pleased also to to discuss how to deal with colour and regrowth issues until we can all get back to our hairdressers. Melissa Gillen from Jean-Jacques Hair Design in Wellington. Morning, Melissa.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on today.
You are so welcome. You very generously emailed out instructions to your clients for the do's and don'ts, and I know the don'ts count as much as anything when it comes to colour. And I know it's a really stressful time for your businesses as for everyone else, but what a lovely thing to do for your clients who will be ready to stampede as soon as we are allowed back. Todd, I wonder if we can start with you. What is your advice for someone whose hair is getting a bit out of control at home? What are the ways you or someone else can help you out with that trim?
Cool. Look, to be honest, I think, let's go with this more disheveled look at the moment. A little bit of product in the morning and just to sort of mesh your hair up a bit, give it some texture, give it some lift and a bit of direction. Classic example, if we look at Zeb off Married at First Sight, his hair's a little bit longer, a little bit messy, but it always looks on point. So I think, if you sort of direct yourself along those sort of lines, you can't go too far wrong.
So first, do nothing. If you possibly can, do nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you could maybe trim your neck hairs and stuff like that, tidy out your sides. Don't get your partners to try and give you that nice fade and stuff that we do in the shops, because you're just going to end up with a granddad's bowl cut type sort of thing that we used to get back when we were kids. So less is more. If you do have to cut the hair, make sure you're lifting it up off the skin. That way it's going to give a softer edge when it falls down. And just don't cut too much off.
Don't comb it down when you're going to do the haircut, because?
Exactly. Because it's just going to give it a real blunt, hard line, a real sharp sort of edge, and you don't want that at the moment when your hair's long. You want it sort of fall nice and softly and just a bit of texture on the ends. So just by lifting it up off the scalp or off the skin, that's just going to soften it when it falls down.
What if someone has got the old, the electric kind of trimmers thing? Because there's this particular pressure here for people who are used to number ones, twos or threes, right? They're not looking for the new look. They might be a bit more able than some of us anyway, but what's the team with that?
If they're going to have just a number cut all over, by all means do it. Just do it slowly and take your time. And that way you'll make sure you won't leave any long bits. And again, just tidy up the hairline. Don't try and cut into it or anything like that. Just go around the very edges of it, and that'll just sharpen it up a little bit.
In the interest of preserving relationships through these times, your advice is... We trained for years. The wife, girlfriend, boyfriend just won't be able to do it.
Hey, look, yeah, exactly. We spend hours, I'm sure Melissa will agree, we spend hours gaining knowledge, practicing our skills and honing them. We don't just wake up in the morning and pick up a pair of clippers and we can do a haircut. Do the bare minimum if you really, really have to, and let the wives and girlfriends just stay away from the clippers, please.
What about the kids? They're a bit more vulnerable here, aren't they? Because we've all been put through the bowl haircut. And they can probably be a bit less tolerant in some ways of the look, and it's more kind of utility. What's your advice if a littly really does need a bit of a shear?
Hey, again, if they need a little bit of a trim, just stick with the edges. The interior will look, it'll look fine as long as the edges look sharp. Again, if you do want to go into the interior of the haircut, just lift it up nicely and just take nice little sections and just trim the very ends. Use the point of your scissors rather than just snipping a whole lot off. But, you know, get the kids to get up in the morning and chuck some product in their hair and make it fun. You know, let them have a weird, wacky hairstyle for a few weeks. You know, let them invent their own hairstyle. And that way when you go back to, you know, when this is all over and we go back to the barbershops, we're not going to spend time having to try and fix up a haircut or telling you need to let it grow out because you've cut a big hole in it, okay?
So emergency repairs.
For the kids.
Yeah, you've got a great video, Todd, of practicing on the grass first, getting down on the hands and knees. Are you taking the proverbial, or is that actually a good idea?
We did that. Our students, we're still working and still teaching online, so the video was more just to break up the monotony of sitting in front of a computer because, you know, hairdressers, barbers, we like to do stuff. We like to do stuff with our hands. So we actually use that to set a challenge for them to practice using their techniques in a different way because they haven't got the availability of live models to practice on. But, hey, look, you know, use it to trim your hedges and get a nice flat look before maybe picking up the scissors. If you get a nice even look on your hedge, you might be able to cut the hair as well.
Melissa Gillen from Jean-Jacques Hair Design in Wellington. The email, very thoughtful. Of course, people can be particularly stressed if the old regrowth is coming in. Again, is it a case of first what you don't do for the sake of yourself and the salon when you come back? If you're not someone, for example, who uses the sort of packet hair colour normally, don't be getting it out right now.
Yeah, so we're recommending not to go to the supermarket and just pick up a box dye and slap it on. For our stylists, they've had years of training and the knowledge that they have is great, and it's really important that we preserve the work that the stylists have done in the salon. So what we're suggesting to our clients is if the regrowth is really starting to bother you, a good way of covering it is zigzagging your parting so you're avoiding any harsh lines of that new growth coming through. Also, we're recommending if you have the L'Oreal hair touch-up cover, so that's like a spray that you spray on your hair and removes the regrowth until you wash it out. Or if you don't have that, to use eyeshadow and get the colour closest to your hair colour to cover up any of those new growths that's coming through. But yeah, we're recommending not to box dye. It's just that when you come back into the salon, it is going to be quite difficult for stylists to colour correct, and it does take longer, and there's an extra cost in that as well.
What's the bit you've got with the 20 cent or the 50 cent coin? What's that about?
So now that everyone's kind of got a bit of time on their hands, we're recommending clients actually cleansing and treating their hair correctly. So it's all about educating our clients on how to wash their hair and how much product to use. So we recommend when you're cleansing the hair to use a 20 cent size piece and cleansing your hair twice. So the first time when you cleanse your hair, the first cleanse, you're removing any dirt and oil. And then the second cleanse, you'll notice you'll get a really good lather with your shampoo. And that's what actually helps to allow the technology to activate. And then actually leaving your shampoo on for 2 minutes and then rinsing. And then after that, yeah, and then when you're treating your hair, getting any excess moisture out of the hair is really important as well. So using your hands, or even if you can, use a towel, and then applying a 50 cent size piece of your conditioner or your mask through mid-length to ends. And if you're using a conditioner, just leaving it for 2 minutes and a mask for 10 and then rinsing, and you'll notice such a huge difference when you're doing that correctly because you're actually allowing the technology to activate in your hair.
And you've just suggested if the fringe is getting too long, instead of getting the scissors out, part it or pin it back. And you've got a trick with your bobby pins, hairspray your bobby pins. Why do you do that?
So that just ensures that the bobby pin doesn't slip, so it gives the bobby pin more grip. Also, with your fringe, if it's getting in your eyes as well, what's really in fashion at the moment is the 70 bangs. So it's just blow-drying your fringe forward and parting it in the middle and sweeping it to each side to create almost like a curtain fringe, which is really in at the moment. So that's also another tip if your fringe is getting too long.
Fantastic, you two. As we said, I know it's really, really stressful for these businesses, as with so many at the moment, but thank you for keeping in touch with us. And as I said, there'll be an absolute stampede when we're allowed back and someone who knows what they're doing gets the scissors out. Thanks so much to our guests.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care, guys. Todd Madden is our guest and also with us just with some tips on the hairdressing front. Melissa Gillen from Jean-Jacques Hair Design in Wellington.